Okay, so the following is reprinted with permission from Playboy magazine, whom I will never write for or patronize until the guy who hired me to do this piece is fired. This is the piece as I originally wrote it, but this fucking asshole goes, and without ever consulting me, no email, nothing, adds his own lame jokes, without ever mentioning it. I mean, that should be illegal, I believe. So now attached to my name is this piece with some of my stuff removed and his corny, obvious jokes added. It was fucking infuriating. I think the original is pretty good, so I'm including it in this book. Why not? Yeah. It's called Letter from the Future, and it was written a long, long time ago. All right, here it is. Letter from the Future. Hello, I'm from the future. My name is Tully Spettertrench, and I'm writing from my home state of Baja California, Mexico, California. The year is 2118. I would normally just use my Teleporter 3000 and simply hand-deliver the letter, but my teleporter got fucked up after the not-enough-beer riots of last quarter, so here it is. I have mailed it to a mailboxes, etc. in the fall of 1998. Hint, that might be when I wrote it. But we all know how lame the post office is, so who knows when it will get there. By the way, how much are stamps back then? Now they cost over two chickens apiece. Anywho, hello there. I woke up this morning to the official headline floating above my bed-like pseudo-bed. It read, "Nigger elected president." I couldn't believe it. A black man was in the White House. Jason Nigger had actually won. Mr. Nigger was able to overcome an unfortunate and ironic last name to claim the third most powerful position. More powerful are the positions of vice president and Emmy Award winner for best actress in a dramatic series in the United States of America and Friends. Personally, I had rooted, as voting is now called, for DeVry Ahmed, a pre-post-op transsexual and scion of the wealthy Ahmed family. The Ahmeds made their fortune in the artificial heart sauce business, creating over 20 different sauces for artificial hearts. I didn't mind Nigger, but I was swayed by Ahmed's promise of a free maid for every true American citizen. Oh well, there are some things I'm looking forward to with this new administration. I've seen so many pictures of the olden days when there used to be snow on the artificial trees, and if the energy policies are reversed, maybe I'll get to experience that without having to use the teleporter. After I woke up and popped a few shower pills, I put one of my penises, evolution, in the penis scanner and left my quadrant for work fun at the local water treatment plant. Officially, my work fun title is head of crybabies. I guess I should explain. When the last source of fresh water was poisoned in the year of the officially recognized Lord 2042, the country instituted a bold and exciting new plan to replenish our water supply. Desalinization of tears. So, after it became legal to clone immigrants, Senate Pro Tem Walmart, Republican America, came upon the solution of torturing them and extracting their tears. Now water only costs 14 tap dances. When I got to my work fund station, my boss, Angela Lansbury's cousin III, told me that she needed to see me in her office. "Your orifice?" I asked, thereby fulfilling my pun quota of the day. "Very good," she replied. "But seriously, I need to see you in my office." When I got to her office, she motioned me over to her bed. I took off my jacket, put on a hat, and crawled in. She told her assist dog to forward her calls to the bed. The assist dog barked her understanding and nudged the door shut behind us. I was nervous because I rarely let anybody see me in a hat, much less my boss, but here I was. "You have a beautiful hat," she said rather coyly. "Do you mind if I fuck with it?" "No, no, of course not, Miss Habigan. Go right ahead." She took off the hat, put it on her head, and then knocked it off with her tongue. I hadn't seen a trick like that since my great-great-grandfather took me to the Jim Rose Circus Casino in Las Vegas. We had a couple minutes of sex, and then she fired me. I had a feeling this was going to happen and had a contingency plan for earning money. I collected my severance pay, cashed out, went home, got in my teleporter, ported back to 1999, invested in American flags manufactured in China by prison labor. I also invested in Chinese prison labor, and then went back to my bank account. Voila! The old teleporter switcheroo. I can't believe it took me that long to figure out an ending to this little story. Thank you, David Cross.